Welcome, folks. This is Brandon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and we are episode 16. It is here, and what I'm going to be talking about today. I forgot. It is Thursday, July 9th, 2024, and the AL and the NL All-Star starters have came out, and so that's what I'm going to be talking about. NL and AL All-Stars, the starters, the backups, just seeing, like, how they do, or how I think they're going to do. And so, I think let's just dive right into it. So, starting at the first base position, we have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. starting first baseman for the AL All-Stars. Backing up is Josh Naylor of the Cleveland Guardians, and Vladdy has been hitting for power started a little slow, but been picking it up. These Josh Naylor and Vladdy can both hit for power, both really good in that department. Starting at second base is Jose Altuve, or aka Jose Altuve. So Jose Altuve starting second base, and then the only two Rangers on the All-Star team backing him up is Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers. Just both defensive gods, can both mash, just really good overall players. And then shortstop starting is Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles, just so good. Just putting up an MVP season on one of the best teams in baseball. The Rangers and Orioles are about to play a series, which that'll be fun seeing Gunnar Henderson in that. And backing him up, we have Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals and Carlos Correa of the Minnesota Twins. Just the shortstop position in the AL is stacked. Carlos Correa hasn't really been hitting for power, but the numbers are really good. Bobby Witt, of course, fastest player in the MLB, young, is what's been helping this Royal squad. And now, starting at third base is Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians. He can bat right and lefty, so switch hitter. And then backing him up, Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox and Isaac Paredes. Paredes? That's his name. Of the Tampa Bay Rays. And I watched Paredes in the Rangers wild card series, and he didn't really stick out that much because the Rays players just didn't stick out that much in the series. But I mean, I think he was a pretty good at third base, and the only Ray that made the All-Star team, and I mean, every team has to have at least one All-Star in the game, and I mean, I guess it was the best one. I mean, Randy Arozarena, a little slow this year. Of course, Tyler Glasnow not being a Ray. Yandy Diaz didn't make it. But now the outfielders, we have Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians, and Juan Soto of the New York Yankees. And just Stephen Kwan, this Guardians team is good this year. Same for the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. Those are great outfielders, great mashers. Stephen Kwan been hitting for power a little bit this season. And then the backups, Kyle Tucker of the Houston Astros, Jalen Duran, and Riley Green of the Detroit Tigers. Good outfielders. Tigers, like, a little disappointing. I mean, Astros, I think they're only... Rangers got ahead of them in the series, or not the series, the division, so I think Astros are sitting at third. And then starting catcher is Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles, and then Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals. So Baltimore Orioles for Adley Rutschman and Kansas City Royals for Salvi. And the pitchers, we have Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers, Garrett Crochet, Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox, Seth Lugo, Royals, Cole Reagan's Royals, Logan Gilbert of the Mariners, Corbin Burns of the Orioles, been so good. Love Corbin Burns. Got that sinker's nasty, cutter's nasty. Tyler, and then we got Tyler Anderson. And now for the relievers, Mason Miller of the A's, the loner for the A's. Kirby Yates, been insane. Clay Holmes, and then last, Emmanuel Clase of the Cleveland Guardians. Been great. Just kind of sad that he's not a Ranger anymore. And then DH, Yordan Alvarez for the Astros. And then David Fry backing him up. And off to the NL is, so starting at first base, we got Bryce Harper. And most likely not going to play. He's got a little injury. But then, so that means he has two. So Freddie Freeman is most likely the starter, but he's a backup right now. Freddie Freeman and then Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, the only Met on the All-Star team. Surprised it wasn't Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo. But, I mean, chose Alonso. Second base, Ketel Marte. I love Ketel Marte. I've been a fan of his before he even broke out. Like, I was a fan of Ketel Marte. I would watch his highlights 4 or 5 years ago. And, I mean, just seeing him now go out as a Diamondback has been great. And then Luis Arraez, or Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then Luis Arraez with the San Diego Padres is backing up him in second base. Starting shortstop is Trey Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies. And we have three shortstop backups. We have Mookie Betts, he will not be playing, though, so really two. Mookie Betts of the L.A. Dodgers, Ellie De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds, and then C.J. Abrams of the Washington Nationals, the loner for the Nationals as well. And so, outfield, we have Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres, Jerickson Profar of the San Diego Padres, and then Christian Yelich of Milwaukee Brewers. He used to be a Marlin. I remember those days. And then backing them up, Brian Reynolds, Elliot Ramos, and Jackson Merrill backing those guys up. So starting catcher, William Contreras of the Milwaukee Brewers, MVP season, just got a little injured. Will Smith hit 4 home runs and 4 at-bats a couple days ago, but Will Smith of the LA Dodgers backing him up. DH, we have Shohei Ohtani starting as DH, and then Marcell Ozuna, the only guy on offense for the Braves. Marcell Ozuna, of course, we know Ronald Acuna Jr. had the ACL tear, which he's out for the season, which you hate to see. And then pitching, Ranger Suarez, Tyler Glasnow of the Dodgers, Shohei Imanaga, the rookie for the Cubs. We have Ronaldo Lopez, Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants. Paul Skeens made it. Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Skeens made it. I saw Giraffe. You follow this guy, go subscribe to Giraffe Nick Mark. He's a very, very good creator. And I agree with him. Paul Skeens, if MLB wants to make money, put Paul Skeens as the starting pitcher in the NL All-Star. Just starting. And then Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves and Zach Wheeler of the Phillies. And now the final, or bullpen, we have Ryan Helsley, Tanner Scott, Robert Suarez, Matt Strom from the Phillies, and Jeff Hoffman from the Phillies. And what a stacked NLAL team. This is going to be a battle. The outfield of Soto, Kwan, and Judge compared to Tatis, Profar, and Yelich. Now, Profar is insane. Yelich has been great, and Tatis is just an absolute dog. Just doesn't, I don't think, compete with Stephen Kwan. I love Stephen Kwan. You got Juan Soto, one of the best hitters in MLB. And Aaron Judge, he hit 60 bombs last year. I mean, I just don't think it competes, so But I mean, then you got to think they got NL has Shohei, and then they got Shohei, they got Freeman, just Ketel Marte, Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, Ryan. Did I say Ryan McMahon? Or no, I didn't do third base. Third base starting Alec Bohm for NL. Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies, and then Ryan McMahon of the Colorado Rockies for third base. And I don't know how I forgot about that. And then don't know how I forgot that. And then last but not least, let's see. And then Teoscar Hernandez is also a star, or also for the Seattle Mariners. He is also in the All-Star game for Seattle. So, prediction, I see AL winning 7. AL's got 7. I see 7-5 final with the AL All-Stars winning that one. So, those are the NL AL All-Stars, starters, pitchers, backups, bullpen guys. So that, and then Najee Marshall, Clay Thompson, Quentin Grimes for the Mavs. And last episode I went through all the off season so far for the NBA, which that was really fun. And then my NFL week 2 predictions starting when week 1 is out. So I'll be up to date with that. And then I'll just be like, most likely be given stats. I'll give what I think about the All-Star game for the the MLB, and just it'll be a little quiet of a time. But then when NFL season rolls around, it's heavy videos about each. Videos just boom, video, episode. That's when the episode numbers are gonna skyrocket. And I'm really excited about that. So, I will, this is going to be it. Just All-Stars. This was episode 16, episode 17. On the way, road to 1,000, road to 20. We got 3 more. But road to 1,000, 4 digits, that's what we want. But first, I think before 1,000, road to 100. Road to 3 digits, road to 100 starts now, and road to 1,000 subscribers, hopefully. That would be insane. That would be incredible. Just seeing my channel have 1,000 subscribers, which it doesn't right now, unfortunately. I don't know how many it has at this time, but, or the time that I'm posting this video, but those are the All-Stars. So I'll see y'all for episode 17 coming out next time. So this was Brandon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast. I'll catch y'all later. Bye.